Biden State Department funds Colombian pro-prostitution group. By Spencer Lindquist on December 5, 2022. President Joe Biden's State Department used taxpayer dollars to fund a pro-LGBT group in Colombia that supports the legalization of prostitution. Fundación Sanchito, a Colombian pro-LGBT group that focuses on gender, sexual diversity, and social change, received $16,000 from the State Department, an investigative report from the Washington Examiner reveals. The grant is intended to provide tools, resources and opportunities to support journalists and activists in Colombia and in Latin America so they can understand the use of disinformation and gender-restrictive narratives against LGBTQ and women's rights, the State Department explains. Colombia is ranked 27th on the Global Crime Index, with the United States government previously noting that many of the country's residents, including children, have been subjected to sexual exploitation. A State Department spokesperson claimed that the grant to Sanchito was in support of American values, going on to say U.S. citizens benefit from a world that is safer and more prosperous for all. Roughly a month before the grant from the State Department was dispersed, Fundación Sanchito advocated for sex worker rights. A webinar from the organization, which was led by three prostitutes, was titled Stand in My Corner, Transfeminism and Sex Worker Rights Activism. The organization also promoted emergency funds where people could donate to prostitutes. One fund that the organization promoted was created by the Mexican Alliance of Sex Workers. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, who sits on the House Judiciary Committee, told the Washington Examiner that fanatical, woke organizations like Fundación Sanchito shouldn't be propped up with American taxpayer dollars. He went on to say, they certainly shouldn't be using those dollars to promote prostitution, radical gender indoctrination for children, and all manner of depravity abroad. Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, who is a member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, called the State Department's grant ridiculous before saying, "Why on God's green earth are U.S. taxpayers footing the bill for South American activists to learn about so-called disinformation and gender-restrictive narratives? If I were in Secretary Antony Blinken's shoes, we'd be gearing up for an Elon Musk-style house cleaning over at the State Department," he added. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.